I remember I was 19, I moved out to the 206. Determined early, had to get on my shit. I was fucking with my nigga Mass. At the time, felt like he had that gas. Needless to say, a young nigga gas. I managed to make a couple of records without increasing my record. Half of the time was focused, other half I'm reckless. Because I met German, we clicked immediate. Two niggas, one hustle, a dangerous ingredient. Started beasting, had Seattle on lock. Though the revenue good, we felt like we needed a new spot. Broke out the pot, bought some white, but the whip wasn't mastered. Nonetheless, we cooked it up, caught a flight to Alaska. Yeah, first trip we safe, I'm in a foreign hood. But I'm blinded by the emblems on the foreign hoods. Yeah, all I could picture was the money train. Damn, the shit gone as quick as it came. My black book stories, yeah. Black book stories. Yeah. My black book stories. Okay, my black book stories. Yeah. Pulling up in all kind of whips. A nigga got a profile lick. I'm talking white collar, we get them direct from the dealership. I walked off the lot with plenty autos. No stash spot, but the glove box is semi-auto. They ain't in my name, so I felt like they'll never give me a case. No money down neither, a nigga never touched the safe. The shit gravy never fails, just up and walked away. That's until the day I decided to tell my nigga CJ. We hit him for a couple Navigators, GMC Yukons. Banging underdog back then, the crew was too on. Little did I know, so was them people. Deacon's little nigga got greedy, the lick was finito. I end up having to sit down 9 months, a few days
beforehand.
Ran through bands like I ain't fighting the case. Yeah. And even though I knew those people were watching, I copped a brand new SS on Brabus. My black book story. Yeah. My black book stories. Yeah. My black book stories. Yeah. Okay, my black book stories. Art fact, never fiction.